IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
The presence of different scholars.
And God said, let there be light. And there was light.
The Creator made Adam in his image, then placed the world in his care. May you walk alongside the Creator in righteousness.
God of Abraham, take my child into thy hands, that he may live to thy service.
God has spoken to us before, through Abraham, Noah, Moses, and through Jesus Christ. Why should we be so surprised that God speaks to us now through Muhammad?
Viewpoint.
A critique of movies with religious themes on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of God, welcome to another edition of the program Viewpoint, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Syed Abdullah and Brother Yasser, my guest speakers in the program, as always, helping me criticize a movie with a religious theme. Of course, one of those movies that we started criticizing from the last two episodes, onward, was The Pope's Exorcist. A movie with religious theme, of course, produced in 2023, directed by Julius Avery with Syed Abdullah and Brother Yasser. Syed Abdullah, assalamu alaikum and welcome to the program.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah, thank you for having me.
You're welcome. And Brother Yasser, assalamu alaikum and welcome to the program.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh, Brother Muhammad Jamad. Always a pleasure being with you.
Thank you very much. The pleasure is mine. Before me asking you questions about this movie, The Pope's Exorcist, directed by Julius Avery, let's take a short break and then we'll come back with this critique. Don't go away.
This is a formal hearing, and as agreed, proceedings will be undertaken in English.
Allora, andiamo.
On the night of June 4th, in the town of Tropea, you performed an exorcism without the approval of the Reggio Calabria bishop.
Non ero nessuno.
In English, Father Amort.
That was not an exorcism.
From Father Johnny's description, what occurred in Reggio Calabria sounded exactly like an exorcism, complete with animal sacrifice, no less.
The boy was maladjusted, a temporary mental illness. I use primitive psychology, the power of suggestion.
You address the subject as Satan. Call for him to display his power. Do you deny this?
No. That's what I did.
Why would you do that?
Exorcism is my job. But the vast majority of the cases to which I am assigned do not require an exorcism. They just need a little conversation, a little understanding, and sometimes a little theater.
Back to the program Viewpoint, the movie critic program on IRIB English Radio, with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and Syed Abdullah and Brother Yasser, my guest speakers, helping me criticize the movie The Pope's Exorcist, produced in 2023, directed by Julius Avery. Well, Syed Abdullah, you know, when that cardinal who was against Father Amort tried to do everything within his power to put Father Amort on trial. So during that formal hearing or trial of Father Amort, Father's response to the act of exorcism, or either canceling it altogether, which was the main agenda behind that cardinal's mind, was use of primitive psychology instead of exorcism is in most cases, like for example, the power of suggestions, that he said. And he went on to say 98% of the cases are referred to psychiatrists, but the 2%, the two remaining percent, can found at all sciences. Well, my question to you is that, are we allowed to exercise exorcism in those cases, especially in those like 2%?
Okay. Well, I mean, like the brother Yasser said many times, like, what the hell is exorcism? Like, what is it? What is exorcism so I can perform it? It's not like it's a disease, mm-hmm. right, that you can come and treat it with verses of the Quran of du'as.
Yes.
And there's like a prescription for it. Like the imams would say, if someone is possessed, then read this and the possession will go away. So, like, how do you even differentiate who's possessed and who's not? So when you have 90% of the cases, whatever the number they gave, is all mental problems. How do I know it's not, you know, even the 2% is not even a mental problem? How do they differentiate? What, one, because the devil was, you know, saying, I am the devil? And the rest saying, no, I'm not the devil? Because even now,
aren't there any signs, like, to discern in the fact that, like, this poor guy is possessed? Because, like, for example, he doesn't, like, he knows stuff that he couldn't have known.
See, if you look at Father, whatever his name was, that even he says that before the end of his life, he performed 160,000 cases of exorcism. That's a lot of people. That's like more than an entire city in some countries, you know what I mean?
Yes.
So there's a lot of people. So if, you know, all possessed, or even a small minority of them is possessed, that tells you that there's something wrong with people's brains. Mm. Even in some Muslim countries that I know of, that they rely more on supernatural things rather than actual explanation. Now, this is a psychological problem. This is a mental problem. That when things don't go right your way, instead of looking at the actual causes of why things are happening,
yes.
Well, for example, we have one of the Allah says in the Quran, whoever goes out of our way, نُقَيِّدْ لَهُ مَعِشْلًا لَنْكَ, that if you deviate from the path of God, God will make your life, like he will squeeze life onto you,
mm-hmm.
which means less work, less everything, then you feel depressed, you feel this, because you're on the wrong path.
Yeah,
not that you're on the right path. You know what I mean? So most of these cases, if not all the cases, are mm-hmm. actually things gone wrong in your life that you have to find an explanation to, so you refer to psychology. When you go to a psychologist, he himself, he has a rule that he goes by. He checks you through his rules and says, okay, nothing about your activities or whatever's happening to you seems to be in my books. So I can't help you there,
mm-hmm.
right? I can't give you pills because there's nothing from my... So go see a sheikh, a sayyid, or a priest. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Then it becomes a religious matter. And then these guys would even... It's very common in the Gulf countries and Muslim countries. They go ruqya. So they have ruqya now. So ruqya, when a person says, oh, something is wrong with me, I feel like I'm possessed, I feel like this, I feel like that. So they give signs which became now signs of possession. So if you go to anyone, even online now, if you go read the signs of possession, like this happens, that means you're possessed.
Mm-hmm.
So this sheikh would come and he would start reciting ayat Qur'aniya, this and that. And some people act funny when this been happening and they're like, you know, it's like, yeah, this is possession. You can even see clips of them on YouTube where sheikhs and trying to perform, reading Qur'an and someone acting weird and, you know. So they're, okay, so this is possession. So this happens, but mm-hmm. at the end of the day, like I said, like Brother Yasser said, we always have to actually define what possession is and how does it happen?
Yes.
What actually happens?
I see.
Has there been recorded like facts and stories that, like, you know, at least at the time of the Imam, the time of the Prophet, Quranic evidence, so we can go by it? Otherwise, they have their own dimension. We have our own dimension.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Indeed. Yeah. Thank you very much, Sayyid Abdullah. Let's take a short break. And when we come back, we continue our criticism of the movie The Pope's Exorcist in 2023. Directed by Julius Avery. Stay with us.
The Congregation for the Doctrine of the Faith has recommended to this panel that the position of chief exorcist be formally vacated.
So what you're saying is that evil does not exist?
The church is under constant pressure to sharpen her relevance. It's time you move past these outdated beliefs.
Explain to me, please, Your Eminence. If evil does not exist, what then is the role of the church? I think we all have to be careful of the Congregation of the Doctrine of the Faith. Sounds to me like they want us all out of a job.
Back to the program Viewpoint, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio, with me, Muhammad Jawad, hosting this program, and my guest speakers, Sayyid Abdullah and Brother Yasser, helping me criticize the movie The Pope's Exorcist, produced in 2023, directed by Julius Avery. Brother Yasser, regarding the same scene, actually, I'm talking about the formal hearing or trial of Father Amort by that committee. Well, he says, congregational doctrine of faith recommended that position of chief exorcist be vacated. Father's response to this statement was, if evil does not exist, what then is the role of the church? It sounds like they want us out of job. Do you agree with this, with his statement or response?
To a certain level, what he said is not wrong. Obviously, the movie has portrayed it in obviously a dramatical manner.
Mm-hmm.
Like, one of the goals of a clergy, or the clergy, is to give people hope, right?
Yes.
So, especially in a world where the evil is all around and people lose hope. So in that sense, you can argue for that particular statement. But obviously, understanding the context in what he is coming from, that, you know, he is an exorcist.
Mm-hmm.
Therefore, you know, the concept of possession, and he is doing other things, and the existence of the devil itself being questioned. And obviously, understanding that the Catholic Church, and even in Islam to a certain extent, is a fight between good and evil.
Yes.
And as I mentioned, I think one of our previous programs, that without evil, can you actually understand what good is? Can you, like for example, this is a very philosophical question, I'm sorry, that if a man for his entire life was healthy, right, he never got sick, how would he even know that he's healthy?
Mm-hmm.
He would never know what health was. And so if you flip it,
yes,
a person who was sick his entire life, he would never know he was sick,
mm-hmm,
because he never knew anything else. So here, for example, in this particular statement of the priest, yes, you could argue for him that, in fact, the clergy, religion, is, but again, it's not a placebo type of hope. It is real hope. It is guidance away from evil towards light, away from darkness towards light.
Mm-hmm. I see.
And just one point about this thing, it was funny that if you see the panel, the one who was always criticizing the Pope was an American.
Yeah.
Was the African who always supported him? The other,
yes,
support, but it was the American,
yes,
who had this modern view of the world with this,
exactly,
new kind of modernism, mutual liberty, humanism, whatever you want to call it,
mm-hmm,
coming to the table and putting it out there. When you had the traditional saying, "No, what you're talking is rubbish," and at the end of the movie, it showed that he actually went crazy.
Yeah,
the American priest became crazy. So
yeah,
this is a good. It's not actually. It's something to ponder upon, why the director made the person challenging,
yes,
someone from America.
Yeah, I see. That's a nice point, actually, to ponder upon. So let's take a short break by listening to a part of the movie The Pope's Exorcist, produced in 2023, directed by Julius Avery. Then we'll be back. Stay with us.
There's a case that needs your attention. A boy in Spain. Something about it disturbs me greatly. This boy's possession is progressing very fast. The incident took place in hallowed ground, San Sebastian Abbey in Castile. This place has given the church problems before. I sense a great evil coming from there. Something dark that only you can help solve. I have requested the Abbey's records be brought to you in the library. Look into it. I will continue investigating while you are on your journey. Our sins will seek us out.
Back to the program. Viewpoint, the movie critic program on IRIB English Radio with me, Mohammad Jawad, hosting this program. And my guest speakers, Brother Yasser and Sayyid Abdullah. Sayyid Abdullah, you know, there is a conversation between the Pope and Father Amort. We know that the Pope supported Father Amort with his exorcism cases. The new generation of cardinals, this is what the Pope says to Father Amort, the new generation of cardinals don't have our approach to the demon and devil. They think it's all a fantasy or our imagination. But we know 200 angels were exiled to heaven and came to earth. Is this claim true? Like, or it's only harmonious with the Christian doctrine?
Well, obviously the answer is that this is just a Christian theology, that the casting of the angels, Satan fell down and his friends came with him. So which they refer to as angels, which in fact they are not angels. Even Shaitan himself, like Brother says with the Kabra S, he's a jinn. He's among the jinn. كان من الجني ففسق عن أمر ربه. The Quran says he was a jinn. And the fact that he fell down and 200 fell down with him, and then they scattered around the earth, and one of them is a lady, and there's this like the four generals of Shaitan, and each one is in charge of a particular sin. This is just nonsensical theology that the Christians come up with just to entertain themselves, I'm assuming, because it's if they go with it just basic, it would be just plain for them. Then they would have nothing else to entertain their crowds with. But when you create a story of fallen angels and angels fighting with themselves and God, I don't know where God is when this all happened, and you know, so they kind of make it more entertaining for you rather than just make it a plain religion.
Thank you very much, Sayyid Abdullah, and thank you very much, Brother Yasser, for your nice comments and answers to the questions regarding the movie The Pope's Exorcist, producing 2023, directed by Julius Avery, in the program Viewpoint, the movie critique program on IRIB English Radio. Thank you very much for listening to us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah wa barakatuh.
Whatever you do, you only do because God allows.
Did he allow that?
Father Gabriele Amort. On the night of June 4th, you performed an exorcism.
That was not an exorcism. The majority of cases do not require an exorcism.
98% are recommended by him to doctors and psychiatrists.
The other 2%, I call it evil.